News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
But first up, Sinn Féin's spokesperson for housing, Ona Brin, will today publish the party's five-year plan to overhaul the current government's housing policy, which is titled A Home of Your Own. There's a few headlines, I suppose, in this, Shane. £39 billion being spent, 300,000 units going to be built over 5 years, £7.8 billion on social and affordable housing, £2 billion per annum acquiring a further 7,500 units, about 15 much less smaller numbers, 115,000 spent on private homes, 60,000 on self-builds and rentals, quicker planning, low-cost loans for developers. Also, a national, like a public construction company going to be there, greater autonomy for local authorities and stamp duty exemptions for first-time buyers. They're also going to be getting rid of other schemes like the Help to Buy scheme and things like that. It's a shift in policy entirely from what the government is doing. Shane, what do you make of it?
Yeah, I think in this upcoming general election, voters will have a clear choice. There is a real differential because, and this is at its absolute simplest, and it may be a little simplistic, but ultimately this is what it will boil down to on the campaign trail. Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael will be saying, we can help you buy your own home in the market, and Sinn Féin are saying, we are going to build more social and affordable housing. And I'm not sure. I mean, voters can make their own minds up and will make their own minds up. I wonder which will play best with the electorate. It's a gamble from Sinn Féin.
We do love home ownership.
We do love it. That's why it's a gamble from Sinn Féin. And maybe it's the right choice for them to go down that road. But it is definitely a gamble. Lots of people getting in touch in relation.
Yeah, including a first-time buyer grant should be abolished because it drives up the cost of housing for everyone, including those not entitled to the grant. That said, Sinn Féin's housing ideas, mostly nonsense, says this listener.
Another new updated housing policy from Sinn Féin. At local authority and national level, Sinn Féin are the top objectors and NIMBY practitioners, says Mick in Leitrim. Although they're not unique in that.
No, not at all. Look, I welcome having alternatives to vote for. I think that's a tenet of democracy. And if anyone can fix the housing crisis, I would be very glad to see this. I think there's a bit of politics here. I think the government says we'll build 250. Sinn Féin says we'll build 300. Sinn Féin were a bit roasted on their subsidies notion for Dublin there a while ago. I think that they are trying to pivot back into the housing space because I think that's where they think they will be successful politically. They've taken a bit of a bashing in the polls lately. Let us know what you think out there this morning. Can Sinn Féin, with this plan, fix the housing crisis? Is it politics in play? We'd love to hear from you this morning on the show. 1800. What is it? No.
087 1400 106.
I say that about 400 times a week and I still don't know the number.
Now, let's bring in Senator Mary Fitzpatrick, who is Fianna Fáil's spokesperson on housing. Mary, Sinn Féin have put it up to you. They're saying we'll build 300,000 homes. We'll build 125,000 sociable and affordable homes at a price of around 250 to 300,000 euro.
Hi, good morning, Shane. Good morning, Ciara, and to your listeners. And it's welcome that Sinn Féin are finally going to publish a plan. They've been objecting to homes and to housing for all for the last 4 years and in the same time had no plan themselves to show. What I get from the reports is that they're planning to scrap the Land Development Agency, which is dedicated to delivering 100% social and affordable homes. So the Housing for All plan is a combination. It's not actually a one size fits all. It's not just private homes. It is private, social and affordable homes. And I think what must be most worrying for anybody who wants to buy their own home with the Sinn Féin's approach to housing is that it appears it'll take longer, it'll cost more, and it will deliver less.
They would dispute that. They'd say we're going to build 300,000 homes in 5 years.
There's no evidence, Shane. They have no evidence of that. Already, Housing for All has built over 110,000 homes. In the last 12 months alone, an additional 52,000 homes have been commenced. And every week, 500 first-time buyers are drawing down a mortgage. They're real homes. They're real people.
They are.
And that's under housing
for all. Many of them drawing down government supports that they actually don't need. And that economists would say are driving up the price of housing, like the first-time buyers scheme, the Help to Buy scheme. Sinn Féin are saying, we'll abolish those and we'll actually focus on proper, affordable housing.
Well, if I can respond to that, Shane, the Help to Buy, an independent analysis of the Help to Buy scheme, which gives people who have paid their taxes, 30,000 euros of their taxes as a refund to use as a deposit to buy their own home. Independent analysis of that scheme said that it was necessary because it increased housing supply, it increased confidence in the construction sector. It said it would actually be disruptive and a bad thing to housing supply to withdraw that scheme. And Sinn Féin are basically saying to people out there working today who want to buy their own home, we're going to scrap that tax refund that you can avail of, €30,000 to use as a deposit.
Yeah, it's not just Sinn Féin who are opposed to this. A lot of economists say it does drive up the price of housing, and there's a cap.
Yeah, Shane.
But they also say it gives money to people, and they have found this gives money to people who could have afforded to buy a house anyway.
Well, I'll send you the Mazars report. It was an independent report. I'm not making this up. What it basically said was that the evidence indicated that there was no actual connection between the help to buy and an increase in house price because there is a price cap. And secondarily, it actually said because of the price caps, the homes that were being bought using the help to buy were actually below the market price. Okay. So the help to buy has helped more than 50,000 individuals and families buy their own home.
Sinn Féin,
but in addition to
Sinn Féin,
that,
Mary, Sinn Féin have also said that they will bring down the cost of affordable housing to 300,000. That's way below the level that you've managed. Is it 495,000 recently for so-called affordable homes?
Yeah, you have to look at affordable homes in each scheme, Shane. So the price varies depending on the location and the size of the home. But affordable homes delivered under Housing for All by local authorities and the Land Development Agency are not starting at 495,000. Many of them have started around 260,000, 300,000.
Mary, would be the other criticism.
The problem with the Sinn Féin approach here, Shane, is there will be even less, because what they're suggesting they're going to do is scrap the Land Development Agency, which already is delivering affordable homes. Like, the Land Development Agency is using state-owned land to deliver 100% social and affordable homes. They are already in Dublin. You have Bluebell, you have Clongriffin, you've got Cherry Orchard, you've got Dunor out in Shandon.
Yeah, but they're saying we're going to replace it with an active land management agency to I'll tell you what they're saying it means. If they will use unused zone lands, they will repeal the compulsory purchase order. Two things your government has consistently failed to do. There's a house.
How long do you think that's going to take them, Shane?
Well,
like,
I mean,
really, just listen to what you're talking about.
But is that the approach to everything? It'll take too long to do it, so don't do it.
Like,
there's a house around the corner from both of us in Dublin Central that's been lying idle for 25 years, a kilometre away from O'Connell Street. Compulsory purchase orders aren't working.
Okay, Shane, I agree with you on the two houses on Connacht Street, 1921. I forced Dublin City Council to actually compulsory purchase order them, and they are being returned to social housing. It has taken too long.
You and I both... Too long is an understatement.
Glacial pace. I agree with you, Shane, on that. But what is not going to help, and two homes alone is not going to solve the housing crisis, the Land Development Agency is developing tens of thousands of homes. And what Sinn Féin are saying, they're suggesting they're going to scrap the Land Development Agency, which is already in the process of delivering and building tens of thousands of homes that can be seen, that people can actually apply for and purchase or rent at an affordable cost rental. And they're going to scrap that. And they're suggesting that they're going to change legislation to CPO properties, to change land zonings. Shane, I'm not saying it can't be done. I'm just saying that we need to understand that what they're suggesting is going to take longer, cost more, and deliver less. And that's a very serious consequence for people who
Senator,
want to own their own home.
Senator Mary Fitzpatrick, Fianna Fáil spokesperson on housing, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.